Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and to understand the truth of the Bible. Now, we've been going through a series of transhumanism, and transhumanism is to go beyond being human. And they want to develop it so that men will be post-human, no longer human, but augmented so much by technology and things that men have invented that we can reach immortality. So they have the transhumanist church. And they have beliefs. And they even say that these beliefs are the tenets of our faith. And they trust in humanism and augmented humanism and technologies when God says, trust no man. Let's read a little bit more about what they believe and what they intend to do. And you'll pick up key words. One of them is transcendent. Now, where does that come from? Well, that's a takeoff from the Eastern religions. And what this really is ancient religions repackaged in modern form and now with modern technology. So let's continue with some of their beliefs. We must transcend beyond our current biological limits to ensure continual growth and existence of our soul. How do they believe there's a soul if they don't believe in God? And how do they believe that they can have immortality without spirit? Who is deceiving them into this absolute death trap? Satan, the devil. Now let's read some more of what they say. While our beliefs show us that there is no limit to the progress the individual can achieve, yes, there are. Death. And no man has been able to overcome death except Jesus Christ. But the scientists are looking to find the death gene. And if they can find the death gene and modify it and stretch it out to live 200 years, 300 years, 1,000 years. But you know, Ecclesiastes said, if you live 1,000 years twice told and die, that's vanity. Let's read on. They admit, though, we do find that there are practical limits. The human body, while wondrous in its current form and function, is not designed to carry our growing souls forever. What do you know about that? That's the way that God made it. But they won't admit that. Age, disease, death, and the limited capacities of our body put an absolute limit on how much an individual can achieve. The first grain of truth that they have admitted. However, like all human beings, there's a yeah, but. So let's read their yeah, but here, okay? But we believe that these limitations can and will be overcome. To continue our growth and self-improvement, we must transcend beyond our current biological limitations. How are you going to do that with machines? Well, what if the machines break down? What if there's a great magnetic storm and bang, all the machines are rendered useless? And you're hooked up to this machine to live forever? Bingo! You're dead. Age, disease, and even death itself should be eliminated. What do you know about that? They agree with God. Yet they reject him. That's why God says to the wicked, why do you steal my words and cast my law behind your back? Why do you call evil good and good evil? Why do you reject me, God says, and yet you think you can save yourself? our biological form should be modified, enhanced, to surpass these limits. It may even become desirable at some point to transcend our biological form entirely into other forms of existence. Oh, how is that going to work? But no matter what form we transcend ourselves into, we will always maintain our soul, the essence of who we are. Now, how are you going to do that when the Bible says the soul that sins, it will die? Oh, well, they have a solution. They're going to freeze their souls in cryonics, waiting for the time of greater technology, so when they thaw out, voila, here we are. What if the electricity fails and you die in your cryonic thawed freezer? Now continuing. None of this is to be achieved through prayer and divine intervention. How arrogant can you get? You reject God, yet you make claims that you will become like God. You reject His word, and yet you believe in yours. Instead, we will be the architects of our new nature. How are you going to do that? Science and reason will lead us down the path to creating a new and better existence. I love the phrasing, lead us down. It's going to lead you down to hell. Already we see the beginnings of this with organ transplants, artificial limbs, cloning, and tissue engineering. With time on our side, there should be no limit to what we can achieve. Our physical form will continue to evolve through our own efforts to keep pace with our ever-growing soul. Isn't it amazing? Even when people reject God, they gotta have a religion. Even when people deny faith in Jesus Christ, they've got to have a faith in themselves and other people and technologies. Even when God says, I will grant you eternal life, if you do it my way. No, no, God, we don't want that. We're going to do it our way. The path downward is described in the Bible, the wages of sin is death. Universal immortalism is one of the ultimate goals of existence. Our souls, past, present, and future, have a right to exist and grow and improve eternally. Who gives them that right? Do you take it because you think it? You reject God who gives life, physical and spiritual. And yet you say, we're going to do it? Continuing, we regard it as a supreme tragedy that past souls have been lost and not preserved. To that end, we dedicate ourselves to finding a way one day to bring back all persons that have ever lived so that they may join us in our eternal adventure. This is the idea known as universal immortalism. So that's the Church of the Transhumanists. Now, there was a man in the Bible whose name was Job, and he was a man who was so perfect in the letter of the law and following God's way that he was called blameless. Just like these people say, oh, our ideal is to be good and kind and wonderful and compassionate. And to get rid of the things of jealousy and hatred and all of that. So Job came to the point that he thought that his righteousness was greater than God's or equal to God. He even said in his misery after Satan had gotten permission to smite him with boils and sores and all kinds of things, yet God kept him alive. To prove the point that you cannot save yourself. Even if you, in the letter of the law, do the things that are right, you cannot save yourself. Only God can. So Job got to the point that he said, I wish that God would come down here and talk to me. Well, God did. God talked to Job. It's recorded for us. You only need one event of this to learn the lesson. So after everything else failed, see, the righteousness that he had was what God had determined what was righteous. But he thought all of this came from himself and that he himself was righteous, just exactly like people think today of their ideas and things that they're doing in this transhumanism. Job 38 and verse 1, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now gird up your loins like a man, for I will demand of you, and you will answer me. So what did God start with? He started with the creation. Job, you think you're so good? Verse 3, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare it if you have understanding. So God says the same thing to these vain, elite, intelligent people who think that they are going to bring immortality to human beings through human and technological means. Not going to happen. Then he says, on what are the foundations of the earth hanged upon? And who laid its cornerstone? After God got done with Job and all of his suffering, remember, he was covered from head to toe with boils, and he had to scrape him with potsherds, and the pus oozed out all over his body. And he had these scabs, and the only thing that could relieve him was throwing ashes on all of this. Nothing helped. He was in great pain because he was denying God. He was in effect saying, I'm greater than God. My righteousness is greater than God's. And yet he could not even create one little morsel of dust. Same way with the atheist today. Same way with the transhumanist today. Here is the lesson for the transhumanist, the lesson of Job. Job 40. And the Lord answered Job and said, shall he who contends with the Almighty instruct him? He who reproves God, let him answer it. And that's the same thing today for all of the intellectual people, all of the governments, all of the universities, all of these people who believe in transhumanism and gene splicing and gene enhancing and making human beings better of their own effort. And yes, and we are going to use computers and have super brains and connect ourselves to them. And we're going to have cryonics to live forever. God says to you, listen up. You going to answer God? And Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I'm vile. That's a good place to start with some repentance. That's a good place to begin to get rid of the arrogance and the smugness and the rottenness of human nature as led by Satan the devil down into the depths of hell to think that you are going to give eternal life to humanity. That's God's job. Not the scientists, not the scholars, not technology, not the intellectuals. Behold, I'm vile. What shall I answer you? I'll lay my hand on my mouth. Once I have spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. This is what's going to happen to those in the world. All of their good schemes are going to collapse. And Satan the devil has them totally deceived into arrogantly thinking that they can worship Satan and receive eternal life and reject the true God who lives forever, who alone can give eternal life. Verse 6, Job 40. And the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, So here's God's challenge to all these people. Here's God's challenge to the elite of this world. Gird up your loins now like a man. I will demand you, and you declare unto me, will you annul my judgments? Will you reject me and my righteousness and think it's yours? Will you say that you're going to bring immortality to human life when you can't even control your own emotions? Will you condemn me so that you may be righteous? That's exactly what they do, and they become the righteous ones. They become the ones to control. They become the ones to determine life and death for other people. And they are the agents of Satan, the devil, to enslave as much as mankind as they can. And remember where we started with this. The whole world is worshiping Satan, the devil. See, and we're going to see in the near future as we come down toward the end. The choice is going to be there. Are you going to choose God's way, as revealed in His Word, His Holy Bible, which is true and always enforceable by God? Or are you going to believe the rebellious, dark enlightenment of Satan the devil and his minions and his followers, and you go down that path to destruction? That's the choice that's being laid out to all mankind right now. It's like it is right here to Job. Will you condemn me so that you may be righteous? So God answers it. He says, all right now, let's put you to the test, Job. Let's put all of these scientists to the test. Let's put all these governmental officials to the test. Let's put all of these military officials to the test. Let's put all the people to the test. Here it is right here. You think you can do that? God says, have you an arm like God? Or can you thunder with a voice like His? What is it that you can do? Oh, you can write papers, you can invent things, you can do things, but you can't become God like God is God. If you're seeking immortality, you're seeking it Satan's way, which is death to human beings. Verse 10, deck yourself now with majesty and excellency. Oh, let's see how you can really improve yourself. Do you have glory like God has glory? Do you have all power like God has power? No. You've got to run to these machines and get hooked up so you can hopefully stretch out your life a little longer so that the next generation is going to improve upon that. That is, if there's another generation. Deck yourself now with majesty and excellency and array yourself with glory and beauty. Let's see you become a spirit being by yourself. Let's see if you're great enough to just disappear and come back. Let's see if you have fantastic and awesome beauty and power in your being. You who want to become God. Look on everyone who is proud and bring him low, and tread down the wicked in their place. Can you do that? Can you stop wickedness and evil? No, you're creating it and generating it, and exalting it, and worshiping it, and longing for it, and wanting to become part of the evil that is there. And transhumanism is going to be a major factor in the timing of the coming of Christ. Remember, God said that anything they imagine to do will not be withheld from them. But one thing they can never do is give themselves immortality and eternal life. That can only come from God. Verse 13, hide them in the dust together and bind their faces in darkness. Then I will also confess to you that your own right hand can save you. Just exactly what God says. You are not going to save yourself. And you can't bring that to other human beings. So the Bible shows us that the modern technology and all the things that men have been able to do and put together, and now with knowledge multiplying beyond the capacity of even computers to contemplate it, man is going to destroy himself. And unless Jesus Christ returns, there would be no flesh saved alive. These men need to repent. They need to forsake what they are doing. They need to forsake their thoughts and forsake their ways and seek the Lord. And Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do all things and that no thought can be withheld from you. You asked, who is he who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have spoken that which I do not understand, things too wonderful for me, yea, which I did not know. He came to God with all his heart, mind, and being, and repented. He says here, verse 4, here I beseech you, and I will speak. You said, I will ask of you, and you will declare to me. I have heard, so here's he's declaring back to God. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you, therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Now this is what the transhumanists need to do, but they won't do it. They're all deceived and deluded by Satan the devil. And we'll cover some of those things even in more detail, what they think they're going to do. But the question is, what are you going to do? That's why you need the book, Lord, What Should I Do? You see, we are confronted with two ways in the world, the way of Satan the devil and the way of God. And the question becomes for every one of us, which one will you choose? So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and visit our website, cbcg.org, and view the sermons on transhumanism that we have there, because we cover much more than we have on Church at Home. So thank you for inviting me into your home. Until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.